Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do healings with all of you. And this show is completely live, so just sit back and relax. What you're going to have happen is some healings will take place to the light being. If you're first on to the show this evening, what you want to do is go to Creation Light Ship Healing and scroll down a little ways. You're going to see a beautiful light being on your screen and bring her up. And this is a her this time. We bring males into the picture also. And this show is mainly about instantaneous healings, and it allows you to get in touch with your own divine spirit with you. This is the whole process of having this radio program, so that you can connect to your own divinity. Remember, the teachings are what Jesus taught, not to go outside of yourself, and to connect with the divinity inside of your heart center. And this is the start of ascension. This is where you must go to first. And then from there you can expand the energy out from your heart and have that connect to all of your cells of your body. And this is the process that the Light Ship is doing this time around, this 2,000-year cycle. So this is what we're doing, but it's the same teachings that Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. So bring up the light beam. We're going to energize her right now. And there's many of these light beams on the light ship, and we'll bring in a group of three of these into your room here. And you may start to feel their love energy within the next 10 to 15 seconds or so as the photograph becomes more energized. So again, just watch your monitor screen. You'll start to see the eyes becoming more brilliant. You might see white light coming out of the eyes. You might see the face become more three-dimensional, along with the light rays emanating from her forehead itself, changing colors. And right now, this is fully activated. Remember, these healings are strictly heart-based healings. If you attempt to use your mind to try to figure them out, the energies will not be there because the mind energy is not of the light, only the heart energy is. Remember, the light only works in the present now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. This is why you want to always be in the moment with your spirit connected to your heart center. So here we go. She's coming in very strong. And I'll just put some music on here so you can feel the energy of the light beam. Sit back and relax and just kind of contemplate. Well, almost here. Technical difficulties happen. And we just had one, so. And what I will do is give you the music that we're playing, if it does work tonight, hopefully. It's called Native Influences. Must have wanted me to recognize the CD. And it's called The Whisper. So here we go here. And again, just sit back and relax as we have some music coming on here. Thank you. do some entity work with all of you here. So what we'll first do is go to the bottom of your feet. This will take away entities that are attached there. And these entities come to us through trauma and pain, and they like to stick inside of our body. If they like our body a lot, they'll start to live inside of our body and come into our awakening consciousness. So we're going to work with the bottom of our feet first and move all the way up to the top of our head. So again, just sit back and relax. You want to command your spirit to help you release the entities also. This you should be doing daily, more than once, just to get more clear with yourself, to get these life forms away from you. So here we go, releasing them out of you right now. And remember, when entities come in, they can cause you to not communicate to other people. Sometimes entities may not want to talk to someone, maybe somebody for your best and highest good. And so they'll come in and interfere with your life. So you want to always get rid of them so you can be in charge of your life. So here we go. Working up to your knees now, working up to your waist area. And now we're working with our internal organs. And now we're working shoulders, going down our arms, elbows, wrists, going into our hands and to our fingers, working up now to our neck, and working around our ears, nose, eyes, top of our head. There we go. That feels pretty good. And now we're going to bring more of you back into your body, more of your spirit. This is what this show is about, to connect you with your spirit so it can be more fully present in your body. Remember, if you're not here, who is? If you're not home, who is here in your body? What's governing your life? What's ruling you? What's controlling you? So you always want to be present so you can have the full capabilities of your body living here. Otherwise, if you're spaced out and not here, then the life that you're having could be very strange and difficult for you. So I'm going to bring more of you back in. I'm going to count to 10 as you come in. And what's coming into you will be cleared out and cleansed. You don't want to bring anything back to you that has suffered pain and trauma. It has to be neutralized. And this is how this process works. So the light ship is doing this for you. If you do this yourself, you want to command your spirit to actually heal the fragments of you, the little pieces, so that you can be whole and complete as you come in. Here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to do a chakra alignment. We're going to go to your heart center first and reposition that for everyone here. There we go. Throat chakra and third eye. And going down now to your power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. We'll do an opening if you wish to have that done. So, again, this is your choice. We like to do this a little bit larger than normal, body width, so that you're able to have more healing during this show. So I use the word spin to command the energy. Here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra below the heart. Solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. And again, take a deep breath. You should feel a little more connected inside of your body right now. And now we're going to take you back into the present moment. So all of us can live in the past and also into the future at the same time. So we're going to take you people that have your consciousness in the future and bring it back to the present now. We'll count to 10 here backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now for those of you and us that are living in the in the past, same process, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And next we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. This is where you want to be continuously. If you can, stay in your heart center to get your guidance. You want to stay out of your head. Remember, that's the dark side, the energies, when you're inside of your head, because you're not connected to the divine energies. You're dealing with everything but the present moment when you're in the mind energy. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. Your 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. And we're going to drop you down. I'll do it slow at first here. You may actually feel this mental body, your awakening consciousness, your ego self dropping down to surrender. It must surrender into your heart center. Remember, it does not want to leave and to go in that area. So this is a command that has to be done on a spiritual level. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And do it a little bit slower here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll just put some music on so you can connect with your spirit. Remember, ask questions. And stay in your heart center during this process here. See if our co-host is here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone to our Friday night program. And it's wonderful when we get to the weekend because we have Friday night to enjoy beautiful divine energies, and then Saturday night, tomorrow, we'll go live to the Lightship. So if you'd like to experience some divine energies coming through tonight, you can simply request them on the fast chat. And we actually do have a request to start out with, and that is to bring in the energy of the mermaids from the light ship.
Okay, so let's bring the mermaids through the light ship insignia. So if you're new to the program, just scroll down past the light beam. You'll see the insignia there. If you're on the fast chat, you can click on it underneath the fast chat and bring that up on your monitor screen. Remember, the light ship insignia will transmit, when I bring them through there, the original 12 source energies of creation. So we're going to use this just for the light beings right now, and for the mermaids. So here comes the mermaids coming in, and there's three of them. A lot of these energies come in groups of three. And here they come. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Yep, they feel really good here, and they're coming in. So we're also in a large pool of water. You might feel that around you in your energy field. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And again, you want to just request healing from these mermaids. Remember, they'll only do what you request. And your healings take place according to your genetic disposition, the belief of your ancestors. And so this is how the healings work. This is why Jesus did a lot of clearings 2,000 years ago to get rid of the emotional densities and traumas from people. And back then, in that time frame in the Bible, they call it your sins. So he was cleaning away the sins from you so you could be able to hold these healings. So here we go. Again, request your healing. And here we go. Okay. Well, that felt wonderful to me. How was it for you, Sylvia?
Very, very nice. Really enjoyed that. And let's see, I'm just looking at the fast chat, and we have a request for the energy of Princess Di to come in. And if you haven't experienced that, she has amazing compassion energy, and it's just wonderful to be with. So would you like to bring her in?
Yeah, so the energy of Princess Diana, she is from the light ship. She was one of the few people down here from the light ship to do the same mission that Jesus did as far as a humanitarian mission. So we know her as Princess Diana. You cannot really take typically her attributes of being physical, but she brought the energy down here. Although upon, you know, her funeral, she was blessed a lot by everybody realizing what she had done here. But here comes her energy, and it's going to come in from the light ship. This is her spirit energy, what she brought to this planet here when she was living, her love and compassion. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Another little sample clearing, but I'll first talk about a new healing that I'm doing with people. This healing is a seven-generational clearing, and this one deals with emotional bodies. So this might be pretty interesting for some of you. Have you ever noticed when somebody dies, you go to their funeral, and maybe one of the relatives starts taking on the attributes of that person, and they go, man, this looks like Uncle Harry walking the earth, okay, and how come he's back here again? And so-and-so picked up his talents. Well, What happens is during the funeral process, naturally the spirit is blessed away, but the emotional body sticks around. And so what it'll do, it'll go into all the relatives, and it will, because it needs a host, remember. So the best place that I can go to first is somebody that is known in that lifetime. And all of a sudden, this person may pick up the talents of that person, and if they like the person, they're in them for maybe their whole lifetime. And you wonder why somebody is acting like your relative or somebody that you really loved. And this is what happens. So anyway, I'm doing a clearing on that, and I'll go back seven generations for everybody to get rid of these entities that are with you. Remember that they can pass on from one person to the next. So you could have some, you know, great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers with you, not even knowing about it, because they body hop from person to person upon the physical body dying, because they'll find somebody to come into. So I'll just pass that on. We have a suggestion here to bring in the energy of the star Bethlehem. So this also is from the light ship. So here we go. Sit back and relax. It'll come in through the light ship insignia. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just request healing and enjoy these wonderful divine energies as they come through. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, before we do some additional healings, I wanted to ask you about something wonderful that you talked about at the beginning of the hour, which is the process of expanding our heart energy out to connect with all of the cells of our body. So is that something that we can consciously do, or that we can have a healing that would accelerate that process?
Good question. So let's, we can work with your heart center and integrate more of your spirit in your heart. The kind of the rest is up to you, and it depends how much judgment. Remember, the heart doesn't really hang on to that much judgment because your spirit resides there automatically. But the rest of it is where your issues typically are. And so what you want to do now is just to focus on your heart, and we'll put some more of that divine heart energy into you along with your spirit. It's a divine energy going into your heart right now. And we can also ask the Star Bethlehem to do this also, since it's still in the room with you. And we'll also ask for the energy of baby Jesus to come in right now and to also bring that presence into your heart center. And then it's up to you to then have the conscious choice to take that energy and move it into your whole body. And your body then will be able to radiate this divine energy. So here we go. It's coming in. Here we go. And it's coming in now. You may just feel this nice energy with you. And we'll put some music on and just kind of relax and enjoy your heart being expanded out. Remember, your heart doesn't hold on to entities. They can't come into your heart center. Everywhere else they can. This is why you feel at great peace when you're inside of your heart. This is your sacred space. Okay. So we'll get back to the seven generational emotional clearing. Have you ever noticed people wanting to be someone else? Okay. Maybe they see an attribute in somebody and they go, I wish I was like that person. Maybe they're watching a TV program and somebody comes on and you kind of think that thought. Well, all of a sudden, that emotional body of that person that you're watching hears that, and because you made the affirmation that you wish you were like them, that emotional body will come into you. And remember, you have to ask them to leave. I'm sure all of you out there listening have maybe seen or heard somebody say, yeah, you know, that the young girl acts just like her mother, or that boy acts like just like their father. And, you know, well, that's not because the spirits are the same. It's because the emotional body probably is doing body hopping throughout the family. And that's what happens here. Remember, we have to be astute enough, awake enough to know about these things in order to have us live a more peaceful life. So remember, again, it boils down to your consciousness, having control of your consciousness, knowing your spirit, staying in your heart center, and not allowing these things to hop into you. And remember, if you're not home, who is? And the who is may not be anybody that you may want to live with outside of yourself or even inside of you. So maybe these people that might be your worst enemy, those entities could pop into you and you could be acting that same way. So anyway, that's food for thought for everybody. Like we say in this show, kind of like the lyrics in Jethro Tull, thick as a brick, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So hopefully I'm making you think here. Connect the dots. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we have a few requests for physical-type healing, so I thought what might be wonderful is if we could bring in maybe a doctor team of the male doctors from the light being, and or through the light being, rather, and then people can request their own healings or connect with that energy.
Well, that sounds good. So here we go. Watch your monitor screen if you have your computer turned on in front of you. If you don't, they'll come into the room anyway. Remember, you must request healing. They will not go against your free will. They don't work that way or even wish to do that. So, like I said, your healings take place according to your genetic predisposition, how much you've worked on yourself, how much light energy you're carrying, and how many entities you have. Remember, the entities can take away your healing instantly because they want to get that life force energy. So here we go. Just watch your monitor screen if you like. We're going to bring in a doctor team of three male light beings to work with everyone listening here, and they're starting to come in. And again, if you're watching the screen, you're going to see the vibration completely change on it. The males are a little stronger energy, so to speak, a little more intense, and they're here to do and work on you, to work as much as they can, and they get right down to business. If you look at your monitor screen, some people have actually said it's hard to look at because the energy on it is so intense, and their eyes become very clear, looking through the light beam, looking at you, and you can't hide from them, believe me. So here they come, and I'll put some music on again, and just request your own healing. Some people like to put their hands somewhere on their body where they have a physical condition, and if you feel perfectly fine, then just ask for a tune-up. They will help you. So here we go, and they're coming in. And again, just keep requesting healing, and they're here to help you as much as they can possibly do, according to your own consciousness and the way your genetics are programmed to accept the healing that they're giving you. Sylvia, back to you.
That was wonderful. That was just amazing. Let's see. I'm looking over the requests we have. We have a request for the Mount Shasta energy. I don't know how peaceful that is for people. If it's late at night, they might get energized.
But. Yeah, that might not be too good. I don't know. Mount Shasta is, like, very electric.
If you can bring the peace energy after that.
Well, let's bring in Sedona. That's real, I don't know.
Nurturing. Yeah.
Here we go. So here comes Sedona, Arizona. So this is a very heart-based energy, very nurturing. So here it comes. So it'll come in through the either the light beam or the lightship insignia, whatever you have up on your monitor screen. If not, it'll just come into your room, and you're going to feel this energy here coming in. And here it comes. Feels great here. Okay, put some music on and close your eyes and just kind of relax. Very nurturing for all of you. And our time here is coming to a close this evening, and tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So hopefully you'll all be with us. We'll do some light ship healings with everyone. Typically it's about 15 minutes. And if you're very fortunate enough to be able to see on the light ship, you're going to see these beautiful light beams because you're taken up out of time and you're there physically. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. So back to you. And then a week from today is our four-hour Ascension preparation call.
Well, that's what I was just going to mention. So that's all I have to say. We'll see you tomorrow on the light ship, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Pacific. And enjoy this wonderful, blissful energy that we have been fortunate to receive in our rooms tonight, and take that with you throughout your weekend. So good night, everyone, and blessings.
Okay, blessings to all of you, and good evening.